Welcome to Simple Living Works, Episode 11. I'm Jerry Iverson. It's my pleasure to present the sixth and final part of the adaptation of the popular Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Featuring the classic retro The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, with definite apologies to Charles Dickens. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, and effective lifestyle. We follow the saying attributed to Gandhi, "Live simply that others may simply live," as John Pitney sings in our closing theme music for each episode. Contemporary faith-based simple living is guided by the five life standards of Living More with Less, the classic by Doris Jansen Longacre. I discussed those standards in Episode 2, and next episode, I interview the editor of the 30th anniversary edition of Living More with Less. Don't miss it. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. In this episode, I present the last of the six-part radio adaptation of the well-known Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? I hope you'll listen to the entire series, though each part is self-contained. Each part contains a feature, plus real-life reflections, on the Advent Christmas season by Esther Armstrong, with numerous guests. A pattern exists in our society, a pattern of ever-increasing consumption, of buying more and more, of having more and more. This gimme-gimme way of living, intentionally encouraged by the advertising and business system, is often the very standard which we use to judge our success as a human being. Indeed, it is so much a part of our lives that we may not even recognize it, and if we do, we may not see the effect it has on others and on the earth. After all, the thinking goes, having things is fun, right? Well, slowly but steadily, a growing number of people are questioning that. They're breaking out of a lifestyle built around excess. People are choosing a lifestyle of voluntary simplicity. Voluntary simplicity means choosing of our own free will to pursue a lifestyle which simplifies things. It begins with the recognition that we are part of God's creation. As part of that creation, we have an obligation to be more caring of the rest of God's world, of the whole earth and all its inhabitants. Alternatives and Simple Living Works are dedicated to helping people move out of the overconsumption cycle into that liberating lifestyle. People are developing a new appreciation for the people around them and for the earth. The program you're about to hear explains in a fanciful sort of way how to help people change. Most of us can identify in one way or another with Alexander Scrooge, our hero, or is he the victim? The ways Alex and we celebrate those many special events common to us are pretty well ritualized. Gifts are wrapped up with more than fancy ribbons. There are all kinds of expectations wrapped around our celebrations as well. But I've got to give her something more than that. After all, last year she gave me... Or how about, can you imagine what he'll think of me if I gave him that? First, how we celebrate reflects who we are. Second, how we celebrate identifies the values we hold dear. Let's take a moment to think about those two statements. Celebrations cause us to show our true colors. For example, I may say I don't like this gluttonous lifestyle I'm living, but unless I make the decision to live differently and do it, then nothing has really changed for me. And remember, there is an alternative. The message of this program is, we can change if we really want to.
Stay tuned for a modern version of A Christmas Carol, with apologies to Charles Dickens. Welcome to Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? A radio magazine for the Christmas season from Alternatives for Simple Living. I'm Jerry Iverson. On today's program, we'll hear the complete radio drama, The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge. We'll give you ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas. Stay tuned for a reflection and a touching real-life experience. Mixed in will be some well-known carols you've never heard before.
Welcome to the Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, a modern Christmas carol, with apologies to Charles Dickens, by George Kohler. This wonderful vintage recording may amuse you, but its message of a simpler Christmas is as relevant as ever.
You remember, of course, Ebenezer Scrooge, that crotchety old tightwad who didn't believe in Christmas?
Bah! Humbug!
And you remember how his fearful encounter with the three spirits transformed him in one night to the merriest and most generous keeper of Christmas in all of England?
Merry Christmas to all!
Ebenezer Scrooge was a very fast learner. But did you know that after his change of heart, old Scrooge was married? The happy couple had a son who later immigrated to the United States, and this son had a son who had a son who had a son, Alexander Scrooge.
Hi!
Who lives with his family at 3109 Piney Lane. The Scrooges work hard, play hard, go to church, pay their taxes, give to charities, and they really celebrate Christmas.
Birthdays too, and all the holidays. Like I always say, one thing we really learned from great-great-grandfather Scrooge was to celebrate.
But last year, a peculiar thing happened to Alexander Scrooge. It was the night before daughter Susie's birthday. Before going to bed, the Scrooges checked off their preparations.
Let's see, cake, candles, ice cream.
Party games, prizes, decorations.
Gifts bought.
Gifts wrapped.
Cards bought.
Cards signed.
And exhausted from their labors, but confident Susie would have a bigger and better birthday than ever before, they drifted off to sleep. However, at the stroke of midnight, Alexander Scrooge was awakened by a strange presence.
What? Who's there? What is this?
Alexander Scrooge, I am the ghost of celebrations past. Come with me. I have something to show you.
And trembling, like his great-great-grandfather before him, Alexander Scrooge followed the specter out into the night.
Where am I? What is this place? Why, it's my boyhood home. And there I am. A cute little fella. Look, it must be Christmas.
That's right, Alexander Scrooge. And what do you see?
Why, the tree with all the old decorations and presents, but not many. We weren't rich, you know. And Christmas cookies and dinner. Oh, look at my mother's Christmas dinner. Not as fancy as nowadays, but was it good? What times we had. The food, the singing, the company, all those mysterious packages, and the excitement of opening them. Like I always say, one thing we learned from great-great-grandfather Scrooge was to celebrate.
Look again, Alexander Scrooge. What do you see?
Why, what is it? It's my birthday, my 8th birthday. See the candles? And there's Tommy and... what's his name? Mike. And a few gifts. It doesn't look like much of a party now, but at the time it was fantastic. Wait a minute. Now it's changed again. Why, look, it's Valentine's Day. Man, look at all those Valentines. That must be the year Janie Morton sent me 10. What a blast. And there's Halloween. Hey, this is great. Look at the size of that sack. That was the first year my parents let me cross the boulevard, and I got enough candy to last me till Christmas.
Alexander Scrooge, how do these celebrations strike you now?
Huh? What do you mean? Great. They were really warm and happy occasions. You know, food, fun, and fellowship. They were a little simpler than today, but really nice. We weren't rich, you know, but we always tried to do a little more each year. We believed in celebrations. Like I always say...
What were you celebrating?
What? Well, no special thing. Just celebrating. You know, people need a change of pace. Well, a time to relax and enjoy each other, to sort of, you know, cut loose. We can't work all the time. We were just celebrating.
The tour continued. Alexander Scrooge and the ghost of celebrations past took in the fireworks the year Alexander was 12. then his high school graduation and his sister's wedding. They wound up with a more solemn occasion, Grandma Scrooge's funeral, and then headed back to Piney Lane. It was 2 a.m. as Alexander Scrooge slipped back into bed, his head buzzing with happy memories and his heart only a little troubled by the spirit's puzzling question.
Alexander Scrooge, what were you celebrating?
But no sooner had he returned to his slumber than a second spirit appeared.
Now what? Who are you?
Alexander Scrooge, I am the ghost of celebrations present. Come with me. I have something to show you.
Oh, great. More celebrations. And I'll bet even bigger and better than before.
Bigger, yes. Come and see.
Look, it must be October. They're putting up the Christmas decorations. We better get busy with all those gift lists. Susie, Jimmy, Uncle Harry. November already. I see the Christmas messages have started on TV.
I know. Jimmy wants an electro killer monster, and Susie, a mini microwave.
Come on, it's getting late. We've got to get these cards out.
Did the Browns send us one last year?
I don't know. We better send them one just in case.
Darn, only 10 more shopping days, and we still don't have anything for your Uncle Harry.
Or for the dog. We always get something for Spot, you know. Did we get enough for Susie?
I think so, but we need more for Jimmy, and more paper and ribbons.
We have to get Uncle Harry's package mailed today. It's too late already.
The Morleys are having the gang over Friday night.
Rats. We'll have to leave the boss's dinner early.
Oh, no. Jimmy's play is that same night.
Alexander Scrooge, what are you celebrating?
Well, Christmas, of course. You know, love and peace on earth.
And where is the love in your Christmas?
Just in the air, I guess. You know, the Christmas spirit. And it's in the presents, giving things to others and getting things from them.
And the earth. Where is the peace on earth? How does all your giving and getting celebrate your membership in the whole human family? How does it celebrate your love for your beautiful earth home?
Yes, well,
And how does your feasting celebrate your unity with the poor of the world and with the 1 billion who are hungry, who are dying or disabled for lack of food?
Now, wait a minute. I know there are lots of needy people in the world, but that has nothing to do with our Christmas. Christmas is a time to celebrate. Like I always say...
Come, Alexander Scrooge, there is more to see.
And so there was. The spirit of celebrations present took Alexander Scrooge on a mind-boggling tour, a $4,000 wedding, a $5,000 funeral, and a 600-death Memorial Day. They took in the parade of Easter finery, Mother's Day, Father's Day, a couple of graduation parties, a wedding anniversary, and 7 more birthdays. The grand finale was Thanksgiving.
We give thanks for the bounty of our land, and ask thy blessing on those less fortunate than we.
At 4 a.m., when Alexander Scrooge returned to his bed, he was dizzy with celebrations and troubled. 3 things had begun to bother him about the way his family celebrated special occasions. First, the celebrations had lost their original meanings. Indeed, some had little meaning at all. Second, they were too consumptive, too wasteful of the earth's resources. And third, the Scrooge's extravagant celebration separated them from hungry brothers and sisters around the globe. Alexander Scrooge began to wonder if perhaps he had not been led astray by his great-great-grandfather. Surely there's more to celebrations than being merry and being generous. Surely, in the late 20th century, there must be a finer way to celebrate, a way that is more sensitive to people and the earth.
Alexander Scrooge.
Oh, no, not another one. Let me guess, the ghost of celebrations yet to come, right?
That I am.
And you're going to show me the birthdays and the Christmases and the weddings of the future, right?
Wrong, Scrooge. Only you can shape the celebrations of the future. I offer you 3 choices.
Oh? What are they?
To return to the celebrations of your childhood, or to continue in your present ways, or to create a new simplicity.
Oh, Spirit, this night I have seen something that is rotten with the way we've been celebrating. It's been too hurried, too impersonal, too fancy and wasteful. It's been too narrowly focused on our own little circle of family and friends, and too expensive. I think I want to choose the new and simpler way, but I'm afraid.
Alexander Scrooge, come. Let me show you how it can be done. Already in your heart you have taken the first step. You are frustrated, disgusted.
Oh, yes, I am. And the second step?
It is to know your own freedom. The old rituals of celebration, the buying, the giving and getting, the eating, these are powerful habits, but you can change them. You can take charge.
I don't know. It...
You have been trapped in a system of overconsumption, not just in your celebrations, but in your whole lifestyle. The system demands that you buy and use, and throw away as much as you can, as fast as you can, but you can break free.
Do you really think so?
You can if you have help. Look now. See how today at Susie's birthday party you will share your concerns with your family. See how they too will confess their frustrations at busy, commercialized celebrations. How they too will want to change but won't know how to go about it.
I see.
And see how you will gather a small group of friends, others who are vaguely discontented with their style of celebration, with their very style of life. Together you will share your practices and consider what changes to make. You will talk about the values you seek in your celebrations, care for one another, shared acts of remembering, stewardship of the earth, justice for all people. You will talk about alternative ways to celebrate.
Yes. Well, most of us really want much the same thing. Celebrations that are simple and human, that express our love for one another and for the whole global family, even for the earth itself. Celebrations that are less materialistic and expensive, that use less food and energy and natural resources, that keep us in touch with all the people of the world rather than isolating us from them. But, Spirit, I still have a little question.
Yes?
Well, you know, in this new, simpler way of celebrating, will we give gifts at all? I mean, it's kind of nice.
Alexander Scrooge, that too is up to you. You will consider giving and receiving simpler gifts, less commercial, less wasteful, less impersonal gifts, gifts that express your love deeply, uniquely. But also, you will become better acquainted with some of the needs of your community and the world, and with the organizations that try to help. Then you will honor family members and friends by giving to these causes in their names.
Yes, I do begin to see. It really is up to me, isn't it? The course of our celebrations yet to come. That depends on my decisions now. I can do it. I shall do it.
Alexander Scrooge, like your great-great-grandfather, you are a very fast learner.
It was dawn by the time Alexander Scrooge returned to Piney Lane, the dawn of Susie's birthday. As he climbed into bed, he resolved that the Scrooges would begin to examine their celebration habits that very day. And they did. From that day to this, the Scrooges have been discovering and trying simpler ways of celebrating. Oh, it's not always easy, and sometimes they stumble. But little by little, they are learning to celebrate and live the people-loving, earth-loving way.
You know, maybe in the process of changing our ways of celebrating, all of us can become more humane, more sensitive to the whole human family, and more caring for our Mother Earth.
But what of old Ebenezer? What would he think of this new style of celebration? Just so much humbug? No, we rather think that once he saw the need, he would go for it. After all, Ebenezer Scrooge was a very fast learner.
Will you be a fast learner? We hope you've enjoyed The Celebration Revolution of Alexander Scrooge, brought to you by the folks at Alternatives for Simple Living, who provide resources for a simpler lifestyle, especially at Christmas. Alternatives has been providing resources for responsible living since 1973. Its mission is equipping people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. We are here to share with you ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas season. Stay tuned for a reflection and a touching real-life experience. Now, Jill Avery and Dieter Riley share a carol from Alternatives' collection of carols. You'll recognize the first stanza. It's the traditional opener. We hope you'll get encouragement from the calendar for the week, taken from Gentle, Faithful Steps Toward a Simpler Christmas.
January 2. Think back on the events of the past year. What are the three words that best reflect your life this past year? Give 25 cents for each.
January 3. We can do something about water pollution. Stop using toxins on lawns. Never pour oil or antifreeze into a sewer. Dispose of paints and batteries at a local toxic waste cleanup day.
January 4. Use and support alternative media such as Sojourners Magazine, Free Speech TV on Dish Channel 9415, Now with Bill Moyers on PBS, and Living on Earth on National Public Radio. Beware of talk show hosts, entertainers posing as social commentators, who inflame prejudice with misinformation.
January 5th. Spend 15 minutes of silence envisioning nations flowing to the mountain of the house of God, beating their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Draw a picture of your vision.
January 6th is Epiphany. Gather around the Advent wreath and share the reflection for the day from Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Discuss your plans for the coming year, including next Advent and Christmas. On Epiphany, the Magi brought gifts to Jesus. Like the Magi, offer the money you have been saving to the cause of your choice with a personal visit, if possible, or accompanied by a letter of encouragement.
We hope those ideas are helpful.
The reflection for Epiphany is gift giving.
We love to give and to receive gifts. Gifts come to us every day in the forms of smiles, hugs, caring words, friends, sunsets, and hummingbirds. Gifts are freely given for the benefit or pleasure of another. Gift giving can delight or burden us. We live in a materialistic society that promotes lavish gift giving. Long before Thanksgiving, stores put up their Christmas ornaments and set out their merchandise. Lights and tinsel are everywhere. Television commercials and ads in newspapers and magazines entice us to buy expensive gifts to express our love for the special people in our lives.
Last week, Esther, was dredging through the pile of papers on my desk and found this anonymous quote. Our enormously productive economy demands that we make consumption our way of life, that we convert the buying and use of goods into rituals, that we seek our spiritual satisfaction, our ego satisfaction, in consumption. Joy, peace, and celebration can quickly be pushed aside when we become obsessed with gifts, decorations, parties, church programs, Christmas trees, travel, money, and how we are going to fit everything in. I used to make chaos out of Advent. I turned this season into competition. I tried to see how many parties I could host and attend. I tried to outdo myself and others by decorating my home in ever more elaborate ways. I counted the number of Christmas cards that went out and the number of cards that came in. Somehow numbers tallied my self-worth. I bought lots of presents to give to my friends, even when they didn't want or need them. By the time Epiphany arrived, I was exhausted and burned out. I didn't do Christmas. Christmas did me. But I have been changing how I do the holiday season by intentionally letting fall away the internal and external clutter of my life. I slow down. I do less. I create new rituals and more meaningful ways to celebrate the sacredness of the season. Christmas is now my time to reflect on the gifts God and others have given me throughout the year, as well as a time to reflect on the gifts I have given to others and to God.
We love giving and receiving gifts. We want this to be a part of our life all year round. We love some of the holiday lights, music, and food. We just don't want this holiday to be wadded wrapping paper when the holiday is over. We don't want the holidays to consume us. This Epiphany, we want to give ourselves a few gifts so we can be available and free to give to others. Gifts such as solitude, Sabbath rest, honesty, prayer, living an uncluttered, uncomplicated, uncompromised life. This Epiphany, we will give these gifts to others.
Our presence, prayers, grace, blessings, and kindness.
Faith that others can reach their highest potential.
Unconditional love, accepting people as they are, not as we wish them to be.
Letting go, allowing the others to walk the journeys they need to walk.
Listening to the needs, wounds, longings, pains, and joys of others.
Epiphany is a time to bless the world with our gifts of love, beauty, justice, harmony, and simple, abundant living. Questions to ponder. What gifts do you want to give and receive this coming year?
What gifts have you already given this past year that couldn't be wrapped up in a box?
What do you need to let go of so you will have more space to give and receive? A real life experience, the gift.
We had known Prosler for a few years before he invited us and our group of eight to his home to meet his family. They lived in City Soel, a city literally built over a garbage dump. In Haiti, less than 20% are formally employed. The minimum wage is 72 gourdes per day, which currently equals $1.71 U.S. money. 75% don't have access to safe drinking water. Every 5 minutes, one child under the age of 5 dies from malnutrition, diarrhea, or lack of medical attention. And life expectancy is less than 50. The family of 11 greeted us with great warmth in their 14 by 14 foot living space. We sat down, feeling the awkwardness of the moment. Then Prosler's mom offered each of us a whole bottle of Coke, and tears just started running down our cheeks because we all knew that these Cokes cost more than she would earn in a whole week. We drank the Cokes because that was her gift to us, but we have asked ourselves many times since, would we offer a stranger or any guest at our home something that cost us our weekly wage?
Thank you for joining us on Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? A radio magazine from Alternatives for Simple Living.
Alternatives was begun over 30 years ago to help people find happiness and meaning in life through relationships rather than stuff. By getting to know ourselves, our family and friends, our beloved Earth and all its inhabitants, and especially God.
You've been listening to the final of six parts of the radio version of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway?, featuring the celebration revolution of Alexander Scrooge. For the script and study action guide and the video version, see the show notes at simplelivingworks.org. Click window number 3. In addition to Carols with Justice that we featured in this series, we also sponsored a hymn contest with the Hymn Society of the U.S. and Canada. Several of the finalists, published in the collection Sing Justice, Do Justice, are on the Advent Christmas theme. See a link in the show notes to the complete texts and some audio selections. We've received some wonderful positive response to Simple Living Works podcast. Laurel Gray said, "Hi, Gerald. I like your Whose Birthday Is It podcast. I hope to use some of your ideas when my family gathers here on Christmas Day. We have tried to make it a simpler celebration by drawing names and giving gifts that are either used or handmade, or by giving to a charity in their name. Keep up the good work and best wishes for the season. M. Laurel Gray, El Cajon, California." Karen Gould wrote, "I'm looking for an Advent resource such as Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Is there a resource for 2013? I formerly received alternative Christmas materials when they were published." Reverend Karen Gould. I replied, "So good to hear from you, Pastor. We are publishing Whose Birthday number 25 online. You're welcome to contribute and to draw items from previous issues, all for free. If you post your own customized version online, please send me the URL so I can share it with others. I hope you'll follow Simple Living Works via social media. Go to our homepage, simplelivingworks.org, and click the social media button at the top right. Then click your preferences and sign up. Blog, podcast, YouTube videos, Facebook, Twitter, and now Pinterest. Well, we received more response than we can mention here. Please read the comments at the end of the show notes for each episode. We also compile comments, testimonials, and responses on our website. See the link in the show notes. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we blog 3 times a week on a variety of simple living subjects. We hope you'll read and subscribe. Our blog is the companion to this twice-a-month podcast. The content is different, though of course the subject is the same. Click on blog at the top of the show notes for each episode. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to feedback@simplelivingworks.org or make a comment on our Facebook page or on the Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org. Click on window number 3. Yes, Whose Birthday 2013, that's issue number 25, has been released. An Advent and Christmas resource for families, individuals, and churches. Whose Birthday is for your personal inspiration, for your community education, and for sharing. This online-only edition for 2013 is a work in progress. You can still submit art or an article. Want to contribute? See the link to the submission guidelines in the show notes. Although this resource is not available in print, you can make all the copies you choose, excerpts or the whole thing. It is covered by Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license. It contains reflections and activities such as a series of 6 dramatic graphics on the theme Fear Not by Doyle Burbank Williams from our collection Worship Alternatives, with an interesting accompanying article by Bob Seitz called Be Unafraid, Be Very Unafraid. More articles include My Advent Adventure, I Want to Go Deeper Daily Guide, and Handmade Gifts Are Best, and Unwrapping Christmas in a Different Paradigm, and
The Unholy Family of Christmas. And Humorous Christmas Art. And 10 Tips to Escape the Stifling Comfort Zone. And then there's the section, Whose Birthday How To, that includes What Happened to Christmas, Why a Simpler Christmas, Weekly Family Time, How to Use These Reflections and Activities, Top 10 Uses of Whose Birthday, Going Beyond Whose Birthday, and Alternative Giving. We highlight a couple of colleague organizations as well, including Advent Conspiracy and Mustard Seed Associates, also known as Godspace. Now remember, the 12 days of Christmas begin on Christmas Day, so our resources go through Epiphany Day. And most of these Whose Birthday series are also available in Spanish text. So please share this with your Spanish-speaking friends. As one of the early and long-standing supporters of Alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as ELCA, has pledged to keep a copy of each resource produced by Alternatives and to make copies available by request at a nominal cost. The complete contact information is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org. Click on window number 3. In episode 12, I interview the editor of the 30th anniversary edition of Living More with Less, and provide a bit about simplifying winter festivals as well. It's time to wrap up episode 11 of Simple Living Works. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will now through iTunes or your favorite podcast service like Stitcher. We want to get to know you as a subscriber to this podcast and to the blogs we post new each week. Subscriptions are free, and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Remember to like us on Facebook. Urge your friends to do the same. We do not solicit or accept donations of cash, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. Provide your email address to receive our monthly Simple Living Works e-news. Music and voice credits are given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org. Click on window number 3. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution License. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our website homepage. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.